Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
A number of people eligible to apply for the government's cost rental housing scheme widened significantly, I can tell you today. Up until now, only households earning less than €53,000 after tax now could apply for the cost rental housing scheme. But from today, that's changing. The scheme is to open to households earning less than €66,000 for those in Dublin and €59,000 for the rest of the country. But the question is, are enough cost rental units being built for this change to make much of a difference to the wider housing problem? Craig Hughes is political correspondent with the Daily Mail and he's with me now. Talk me through the changes then today in terms of eligibility.
Hi, Cormac. Well, as you outlined, the kind of broad sense, it's purely based on income. So, I mean, if you're in Dublin, it's up to 66k now from 53, and the rest of the country 59,000. And like, there's no doubting that the cost rental is a good idea. The idea is that, you know, the homes that are built by the state or a state agency, and it's delivered back at 25% less than market rate. But there's also an affordability test in there, which is supposed to mean that it's not more than one third of your disposable income. Now, there's some other criteria in there as well. You can't be in receipt of any state social housing support, such as HAP or RAS, and you don't own a property. But I guess the issue is deliverability. So we know last year, for example, 684 cost rental units were delivered. We've no figures so far for this year, so we can't track if the government's target to deliver 4,000 by 2027 is on track or not. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's another issue that comes into play as well there, because as I mentioned, there's an affordability test. So if you look at one cost rental scheme delivered out in Greystones, they're on the market for two bed for €1,455 per month in rent. Now, the issue with that is, you know, that still might not pass the affordability test. So the government is kind of on track or trying to progress a scheme, but they're still struggling to deliver it as promised by meeting that key affordability test.
So what happens then? If it doesn't pass the affordability test, what happens to those units?
Well, I think the affordability test has largely been bypassed in this, and they're more focused on delivering rents at 25% less than market value. And I mean, that is still a very positive thing for someone who gets that home rather than paying significantly more.
But possibly not through the scheme as envisaged. Now, the problem here is when you do ask the government minister, either Dara O'Brien or any other government minister, about the detail on cost rental and about the target of 4,000 units, right? They say, look, we don't have the full target for this year yet, but they point to the investment in terms of money being put up. But that doesn't mean that the target is being met.
No, and one big issue I have is that for all of this year so far, we don't know how many cost rental homes have been delivered. We only recently got the top line figures for total new builds in the country up to Q2. And this has been a marked sea change in the way the department's done business. I mean, I go back to when Owen Murphy was minister. There was a lot more data accessible there to track the progress of their plan. And I think the issue that the government is fighting here is that the scale of the problem is so big. So when you look at they say they're going to hit their 30,000 overall figure this year. That's been debated in some quarters, but it'll be in around 30,000 or mm-hmm. a couple of thousand here or there. But I mean, as we reported in the Daily Mail last month, I mean, the Department of Finance estimate this needs to be 50,000 each year for the end of the decade. And under their current Housing for All plan, they're not going to get to more than 40,000 until the final year of that plan, 2030. So they're fighting an uphill battle here, and they're being very cagey with the release of information around it.
The statement from the Department of Housing today, Craig, said that the government is focused on increasing the number of cost rental homes, which will ultimately have a positive impact on the overall rental market. Now, you've kind of dealt with the overall aspiration here, but in terms of delivery, nuts and bolts, you're saying they're coy.
Exactly. I mean, I don't believe for one minute that the department don't know how many cost rental homes have been delivered in the first half of this year. I mean, it's not a realistic position to hold.
If there is a delay, they point to inflation, they point to the pause during COVID, they point to the difficulty in accessing certain materials because of the Ukraine war, for example. Is that still accepted by the opposition, Craig, as a reasonable excuse or cause for delay?
Well, I mean, there's lots of issues around delayed delivery, but what I was talking about was actually transparency around what has been delivered. When you talk about delays in kind of the building beyond the scale we're doing so already, I mean, there's a few issues at play. One is the labour market. There's an issue with getting enough labour. But the big issue that developers point to is access to finance. So I'd expect the government to do something significant there come budget time. But that's the major issue at the moment, because they've seen so far that when they pump money into the department, they can't spend it. There was a billion in capital spending that wasn't used on housing over a 3-year period. So they've tried everything, as one cabinet minister put it to me. We've tried everything in terms of.
I hope the line dropped off at a crucial point. Can, hold on, you just dropped off when you said there's one government minister put it to me.
Yeah, one government minister said, look, we've tried everything in terms of funding it directly from our side. So the next step or their next lever they'll pull will be from the taxation side or from the finance side, but how they can help developers on that side of things to achieve the scale that they need.
Okay, look, we'll see what happens, how this plays out. Craig Hughes, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you very much indeed for that.